In another setback for home buyers, mortgage rates surged again this week. It's the Business News Headlines for Thursday, the 13th day of July, coming to you from Pennsylvania. And hey, thanks for being here. In other news, the FDA approves the first over-the-counter birth control pills. First, it was the writers who struck. Now it's many of the actors. Walmart pulls a sales promotion over customer confusion. The U.S. is importing huge amounts of used cooking oil from China, and we'll share why. MyPillow is auctioning off office items. Why is that going on? We'll tell you. We've got the Wall Street Report and one answer to addressing housing affordability, at least in Boston. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to find us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Welcome aboard. In yet another setback for home buyers, long-term mortgage rates climbed again this week to a number we've not seen since November. The average rate on the benchmark 30-year home loan rose to 6.96% from 6.81% last week. 1 year ago, the rate averaged 5.51%. It's already a tough housing market due to the lack of homes for sale, and this news puts yet another damper on the housing market. This makes the third consecutive week of higher rates, lifting the average rate to its highest level since it surged to 7.08% back in early November of last year. As you know, high rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for borrowers, limiting how much they can afford in a market already unaffordable for many. Federal regulators have approved the nation's first over-the-counter birth control pill in a major decision that will soon allow American women and girls to obtain contraceptive medication as easy as they buy aspirin and eye drops. The Associated Press is reporting that the once-a-day pill known as O-pill can be sold without a prescription, making it the first such medication to be moved out from behind the pharmacy counter. The manufacturer, Ireland-based Perrigo, won't start shipping the pill until early next year, and there will be no age restrictions on sales. Now, the price for a month's worth? Well, nobody knows just yet. However, traditional contraceptive pills runs $15 to $30 a month without insurance coverage. Hollywood actors have voted to strike in what will further cripple the industry. Members of the Screen Actors Guild overwhelmingly voted to authorize a strike and join the Writers Guild that's been out on strike for weeks. The impact would be huge and comes just after the Emmys were announced and just before filming begins on movies and television shows for the fall season. It's the first strike for actors from film and television shows since 1980. And it's the first time two major Hollywood unions have been on strike at the same time since 1960, when Ronald Reagan was the Actors Guild president. The nation's largest retailer abruptly pulled a sales promotion because shoppers who were using self-checkout were buying Walmart Plus memberships by mistake. Reports on social media indicated that some shoppers were surprised to see the $49 discounted membership on their receipts and were seeking refunds. The membership offer was part of Walmart Plus Week. That's the retailer's answer to Amazon's Prime Day. Walmart Plus Week is about not just sales, but driving new members to sign up for the service, which normally costs $98 a year. In the first 2 months of this year, the U.S. imported some 530,000 barrels of used cooking oil from China. Why? to manufacture renewable diesel. It's a sustainable fuel made from food waste. The Cool Down is reporting that Rudolf Diesel, that's the inventor of the diesel engine, experimented with vegetable oil as a power source. However, it took until the early 2000s for companies to begin producing biofuel in bulk. Now the U.S. Department of Energy says there are 5 plants in the United States making renewable diesel. And what do they need? Well, they need more of the raw material, or shall we say slightly used material. After a significant sales slump, the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, is auctioning off some office supplies to help his company through some tough times. CBS News is reporting the items range from forklifts to office cubicles. Lindell told the Minneapolis Star Tribune that the auction comes after MyPillow lost $100 million in revenue due to big retailers halting sale of the company's products. He blamed the move by customers to pull back on cancel culture. In an interview with CBS, Lindell said the auction reflects a change from big box and mall store sales to direct consumer approach. He said MyPillow had to work quickly after stores like Walmart and Bed Bath & Beyond canceled his product, and that the company has a large amount of inventory to deal with. The cancellations have accelerated even since earlier this year, when Lindell continued to spread lies about the 2020 election, telling CBS Money Watch that Joe Biden did not win the election and, quote, "that's a fact," end quote. Those debunked theories have caused problems for Lindell in other ways. He had offered to pay $5 million to anyone who could prove a store of computer data that he had acquired wasn't, in fact, 2020 election data. But after a computer expert quickly proved the data was bogus, Lindell refused to pay, leading to an arbitration panel ordering him to pay up the $5 million. He also faces a $1.3 billion lawsuit from Dominion Voting Systems, which alleges that he falsely accused the company of rigging the 2020 presidential election. Well, the major indexes gained again today, with the Dow picking up 47 points to close at 34,395, and the NASDAQ leading the pack up by 219 points to end the trade at 14,138. And the S&P 500 closed above 4,500 by gaining 37 points to end the day at 4,510. West Texas Intermediate crude continued its upward march, and at news time was up by over $1.50 at $77.31 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this is about creating more residential opportunities out of unused office space. Boston landlords will soon be able to trade empty office buildings for tax breaks. As the median monthly rent for a one-bedroom in Beantown hits $2,800, the city is tackling its escalating housing affordability crisis with a program aimed at converting commercial space into residential. Mayor Michelle Wu is offering discounts upwards to 75% on the already much lower residential tax rate for developers willing to turn offices into housing units. The city's share of vacant downtown office space rose to 14.2% in the second quarter, and Wu says the initiative will ensure that Boston's growth meets the needs of current and future residents. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Direct to you from Pennsylvania, USA. This has been a wonderful trip. I have learned so much about so many things here in Pennsylvania that we'll be sharing with you in future broadcasts, such as Old Order Amish, the amount of products that agriculture puts together here, the recycling industry when it comes to farm and heavy equipment industries. It has been fantastic. Watch for that in upcoming episodes. All right, that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the business news hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.